My allegation is that my mom was murdered at the Winnipeg Health Sciences Center. There's much for discussion on the matter, but on March the 8th.
2 months ago?
A month. Okay. Almost 2 months, yeah. On the day she's murdered, Dr. Collister is at the bed with me and my mother, as recorded, audio, and he asks me, what do you think about giving your mom some scopolamine, get rid of the moisture in her lungs? And I respond to him that, well, in so many words, I say, well, my mom's just acquired a chest infection as of yesterday. If you give her this medication, it will exacerbate the circumstance because it will limit her lungs' capability of expelling phlegm, the infection.
With all due respect, I don't know much about medicine.
That's how it works. Like, that's part of the, that's how this works. Okay, so the reason, okay, I want you to understand. He tells me, he asks me, what do you think about this? I don't even know what scopolamine is. I'm like, hey, scopolamine. All I know, and I can explain why, is that you've been mistreating, my mom's covered in bruises. A nurse punched her right in the eye, according to my mom. She's got a big black eye. But, okay, we know about black eyes. So he asked me this. I don't know what it is. All I know is it's death medication because they put her on this program called end of life, or they're called end of life medications. Where they, so I'm just trying to get you some background. I'm going to step back and go where I was speaking to you about, because I grow a little frustrated. But I don't know what it is either. He asked me, do you want to give your mother scopolamine? Now it's recorded. I say, no. I'm going to exacerbate her infection. So you're saying medicine. He asked me something to get rid of that squishy sound. Or that's what the nurse calls it, squishy sound. Get rid of squishy sound? That's what she said. Got it recorded. He asked me the moisture. Get rid of the moisture. I said, well, no. You're going to exacerbate the situation. He responds as recorded. He doesn't disagree with my assessment, my astute medical assessment, without even spending a day at medical school. He doesn't disagree with me. And I tell him what I want to do is I want my mom to fight off this infection that she currently just developed as of yesterday and get rid of all these medications you're giving her if we can, because I already know they won't, because I've been begging to save her life for a month prior to this. But and I have no say. My mom has no say. Mom said, I don't want any of this. She has no pain. To give her the most powerful pain medications of the Western world. Okay, so scopolamine. He asked me this. I say no, and he doesn't disagree. He says, you know what? We will let to see if she can get through this on her own. And he's with a partner when he says that to me. But guess what he does? He orders my mom scopolamine for the day nurse to give it to him, as recorded. So he agrees that he's not going to do it, and it's recorded, and it's because I've made a proper medical assessment of my mom's condition. Doesn't disagree. He says, well, thanks, John. Okay, goodbye. I find out, and recorded, that he does order my mom to be given scopolamine by Nurse Collette. Now, Nurse Collette, she can't give that medication to my mom when I'm present, because I'd say, well, I already talked to Dr. Collister and Dr. Chisick about this directly, that no new medications, I call it medications, if you understood the situation, it stops persons from breathing, stops persons from expelling infections. These are not medicines. But you know, who's got a medical degree? That's what it is. Look it up. Ask the doctor. That's what it does. You know, limits a person from breathing and you're not calling it poison? Whatever. He agrees. But he does make the order for Nurse Collette to give it to my mom. Now, she can only give it to me, or give it to my mom when I'm not present. Because I'm going to say, what are you doing? I go for coffee. Come back like half an hour or 20 minutes later. And she just finishes giving my mom the scopolamine. And my mom dies right there, paralyzed, all the muscles go.
Winnipeg Police, can you help us? Thank you.
So she does, and what the nurse says to me, as recorded too, is your mom asked for it. She said she wanted something to get rid of the squishy sounds. My mom is, she's been tortured endlessly for a month. Now why are they, is mistreating an 83-year-old, why is somebody punching my mom in the eye? She, initially, she's just covered in bruises. I got all this, so much, there's so much to this story where I could talk to you. I don't want to take away from this central allegation right now. And you can't believe it. I can't believe it either. I wanted to get my mom health care. That's why we went to the hospital. Why are you saying we're depriving your mom all essential medications? Everybody in this ward, if you have medication that you need, you're not getting it. You're part of a special program. There's no accountability. Try to call a cop and see what happens. Yeah, they're going to say go to the College of Physicians and Surgeons. I went to the College of Physicians and Surgeons. They said that they cannot get involved. It has to be an issue that has to be taken to the Winnipeg Police. It's clearly a criminal violation. All you got to do is phone the College of Physicians and Surgeons yourself. But anyway, so he says he's not going to give it to her. I've made the proper assessment that she doesn't need something to stop her from breathing, or this is to stop her from expelling an infection. He gives it to her anyway, and lying to my mom. My mom was conscious. My mom was aware. She had her eyes open. She knows, as I heard him tell her too, as recorded in audio, that she's not going to get any more medication. She gets the medication from Nurse Colette, and she dies subsequently soon thereafter. It instantly gives her paralysis, and then she dies. She's also been given fentanyl, which is one of the most powerful painkillers in the Western world. It's incredibly powerful. My mom has no pain. She doesn't. Why are you giving her pain medication? Now, it has to do with an allegation. Well, no, I mean, I've covered it. That's. Okay, well, that's pretty much it. I mean, that's pretty much the central allegation right there.
We're not going to do this today.
No?
We're not going to do this
today. Okay.
I think it is going to come down to the doctor's call. Okay. I understand that this is a very difficult time, and this is not an easy subject. And I've actually talked to you in the past about this. The phone, I've talked to you about this.
This particular matter.
You've come in before.
It was a month earlier. Yeah.
I know. Okay. It's not something that happens fast. It was a long process with your mother. And I know that.
No, but that was the time that I spoke
you need
to you before.
To me.
Okay.
I know that this is not easy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
We will not investigate this.
Is this your address?
Yeah.
And I know that these are not the words that you want to hear. Okay. But I think it's something that you need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know that you want. It's looked into further. You've obviously gone to the
made an effort,
to the doctor, right? You've done some documentation near the end of your mother's life, right? I understand that she meant a lot to you, and that's why you're here.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, and with this circumstance, it's not something that we're going to look into. It will come down to that doctor's call, that doctor's professional opinion. And at the end of the day, any judge in any court across this country is going to say that they did the right thing.
Well, not if she has an infection, though. But it wouldn't be your call. I can understand what you're saying there.
It's not.
Right. Okay. So it wouldn't be...
Well, I understand why you're here. Right. And I understand that this is definitely not something that's easy to go through. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not something that we're going to look into. Is there anybody who would like me, dear brothers, sisters, anybody you'd like to be with? I can call for you.
No.
Pick you
I
up
mean,
if you're right out of here.
No, I can take the bus. It's okay. But it's unfortunate that you can't take. You don't want to. You can't take the information that I want to give on in respect to this. Okay. Well, it's unfortunate. So there's really. I don't know what else I can say to you to try to change your mind. I can't really.
And I know that that's not why you're here today, and it's not what you were hoping to hear.
Right.
Okay. But I've got to get that across for you.
Is it like a standard position in respect to all hospital-related allegations?
Most. Right. Most. There's obviously some cases where things are different.
But even so, knowing that he was misleading my mom and myself. Any suggestions as to where I could go if the
medical examiner.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you that they're going to say that there's nothing suspicious about it. I'm not a doctor. I'm not familiar with the terminology, but I'm very, very certain that that's what they're going to say. I mean, it's something that sometimes you have to move on from. I'm not saying that it's going to be quick. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. But in the long term, that's what you're going to have to do.
Right, but well, when I look at the facts, to me, it's clearly murder, though. So, or it wasn't to serve her health interests, and it so instantly took her life. You know, as soon as they administer this medicine, it's called devil's breath.
We won't do that.
Okay, and I guess if there's any appeal, maybe the chief of police, I would probably be the only thing I could try for an appeal. Like, where would I, there's no way to appeal either, I guess, sort of, because it's a health issue.